Let's talk some college football. We are joined by the head football coach at Syracuse, a two-time Ohio Valley Conference Coach of the Year while at Eastern Illinois. He's in his second year at Syracuse. Syracuse beat number 2 Clemson 27-24 on Friday night. Syracuse is now at number 8 Miami on Saturday. We are joined by Syracuse head coach Dino Babers. Dino, it's great to have you on the show today. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, Dino. I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Jim, I got to tell you this. Were you national? I remember being in San Diego listening to you. Were you exclusive to San Diego, or were you national, like back in 95, 96 with
okay,
San Diego?
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up, Coach. But right about then, I was exclusive to 690 AM in San Diego, but then we syndicated the show right around that time. So we started going door-to-door and knocking on doors, and then we became national. So maybe the first time you heard it, only on 690, and now we're about 200 stations strong, waiting to talk to you after a big win.
I'll tell you what, I'm just excited to know that I heard about you in the beginning. And the first time I heard about you, I knew you were going to be good.
My man. That's good looking out, Dino. Thanks so much. And the first time I heard about you, I knew you'd be good. And that was long before that big win over Clemson. Let me start off by playing that piece of sound. I know that you know what that is because it's already become legendary. This is you in the locker room after the game with your players Friday night.
All orange!
Yeah.
Big orange!
Yeah.
I know they love you by the way they played for you and the way they reacted to you. I got to know, as the head coach, what were you feeling in that moment?
You know, it's special. It's special. You don't, I've only been a part of that one other time, knocking off a number 2 ranked team, if I'm not mistaken. I've been around a while. I want to say that was when I was at UCLA, when we knocked off USC when they were number 2 and knocked them out of the national championship game under Carl Durrell. Carl Durrell was the head coach. But to be able to do that now as a head football coach with those young men, it's something they'll never forget. They'll tell their kids about it. They'll tell their daughters, their sons, their grandsons, their granddaughters about the time that they knocked off number 2 Clemson in the Loud House.
And on top of that, there was no fluke to that win either. You never trailed in that game. Clemson came back and they tied that game 4 times. A lot of times the team might fold when the defending national champs comes back and ties it up, but your guys never blinked. What did that tell you about your team?
Oh, I think I've learned a lot about these guys. Now, we've been in some tough venues. We went down and played. We were 5 minutes to go, and we had a chance to beat LSU at LSU. 5 minutes to go, we had a chance to beat NC State at NC State. And both of those times, we came up short. And we had a big, long conversation the night before the game with just about – a lot of coaches don't want to bring up the past, but I was just – I wanted those guys to understand how close they came and that it's going to happen in this game as well. And we've got to dig down deeper. We've got to give more. If we give exactly what we've always given, we're going to get what we've always gotten. And that's kissing your sister, a close win. Didn't expect you to be that close. You guys covered the spread great. And we need more than that. We need to be able to get a win somewhere. And I thought the kids gave everything they had, and I'm so, so proud of them.
Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers, my guest. You know, you talk about the past and bringing up the past. Clemson did get you 54-0 last year. How satisfying then was it to return the favor and show up the way you did after how last year went?
You know, those guys were really good last year. They were the national champs and deservingly so. You know, we felt that they were good, but we felt like that game, not being shut out for the first time probably since I was a head coach, being shut out and giving up 54 points to that offense. I'm not going to say we felt we were better than them, but we felt like our performance could be a lot better. And we just felt like we had to go right or wrong. We felt we were better than a 54-0 spanking to the national champions. And it all worked out in our favor.
Okay, now, it seems to me you've been around for a long time. So when you have a win like that, people are going to come out of the woodwork and tell you, well, you're the greatest coach ever. You are awesome. And the players will hear the same thing. Now, because you've been around this, you know how to respond. But then again, in some sense, you've been down this path before in that you beat number 17 Virginia Tech last year, and then you followed that up with a win over Boston College. So what did you learn from dealing with the success of that win over Virginia Tech, and what can you use to apply preparing for Miami next?
You know, well, first of all, what we always tell the guys is you always want to start inside the family. You know, there's going to be people who are always with you, and then there's going to be people who are going to be jumping on the bandwagon just because of the immediate success you had. And if we go down there and stub our toe down in Florida, then they'll jump off the bandwagon. But, Jim, just like you, I was with you at the beginning at 6:90 a.m. okay? So I'm with you from day one all the way to the end, brother. And that's what we're looking for inside our La Familia, our family, our Ohanas, the people that have been with us from the beginning. More people can jump on as we make a stop, but we're never going to forget the people that have been there for the whole ride. And what we need to do is we need to get back together on the football field today, rally the troops, understand that that was awesome what happened Saturday, but we've got an even bigger test because we're going to play the eighth-ranked Miami Hurricanes down in Coral Gables, who have not lost the entire football game down there in their home field, their humidity, their weather. And it's going to be a hell of a task.
I don't know, Coach. I've got no game and I've got no eligibility, but I'm looking for a letter of intent to sign right now. Will you have me? Will you take me? I can do something.
Yeah, with your voice, hell yeah, you can speak for me.
Tino Babers joining us. Listen, when you first arrived at Syracuse, you knew there was going to be some work to do to get that program where you wanted it to be, and you made sure the practice was moving quickly, so the conditioning was something that was like, I don't know, it was baked into it. Jamar McGloster said, quote, "I died. It was hard at first going at that speed. I think I was 332 at the time, and it was rough," end quote. So what were the early days at Syracuse like for you, and then what'd you make of the way your players responded to that challenge?
You know, I've said this before, I'm on record, and you know, this is the gospel. Watching us practice last year was like watching paint dry.
Right.
And I told the guys that, and they're looking at me like they're dying. And I told all the offensive linemen, I said, if you guys don't have a girlfriend, I said, you're about to get one, because all you guys are about to lose 20 to 30 pounds.
Great.
And we don't – I said, when we get done with you guys, you're going to be walking around in your boxers all the doggone time. You're going to be like Wolf Boy. We're going to be telling you to put your shirt on all the doggone time. You put your shirt back on, okay? These guys, they have to change their bodies if they're going to do the things that we want them to do, and they've done that. And we tell them that when we're at tempo, when we're at speed, we're only as fast as our slowest offensive linemen. And those guys bought in. They changed their bodies. They all got girlfriends now. They're walking around like BVD or BVD underwear models. I mean, these guys, they've got it made. But they put their work in. They've changed their bodies, and now they're giving us an opportunity to move quickly. When it goes to the other side of the ball, defensively, our defense practices against us all the time. They're not going to find a faster football team than us. So by the time that our defense lines up against any other team, it's like watching paint dry. They're sitting there going, okay, will you guys come on? Hey, will you snap the ball? My goodness, what's taking so long? And that's the attitude that we've got to have offensively and defensively in our culture.
Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers, my guest. You know, Dino, I know you don't want to make it about you, but I'm having this conversation with you, and I wanted to ask you about this, but now that I'm having this conversation, it's even more difficult for me to imagine or believe. But it was not that long ago that you were a 47-year-old assistant coach who had interviewed for FBS head coaching jobs and not gotten them. Can you tell me what that time was like? Was there ever any part of you that thought, I mean, you knew you could do this, but was there any part of you that ever thought maybe it's just not meant to be? Somebody's not going to give me that chance.
Jim, you've done your homework. This is humbling right now. You know, I'm going to 690 a.m. San Diego. I'm going to give you the answer to your question. I legitimately thought that my window was done. Mm. I legitimately thought that I'd never be a head coach. And I had to reconstruct myself, reshape my mind that, okay, if that's not going to happen, I'm going to be the best doggone assistant coach in the country. And right when I settled in that no one was going to have a better position than me in the entire country that I was coaching, is when this opportunity came, when my opportunity as a first head coaching job came. And I wasn't sure I wanted to take it because I had locked my mind into the other parameters, into the other box, and spoke to a lot of people who were close to me, and basically they said this. They said, Dino, you can be an assistant coach anytime. He said, you've been so loyal to all the other coaches that you've worked for. Why don't you one time bet on yourself? And he says, if it doesn't work out, somebody's going to hire you. You're a hell of a coach. But if it does work out, you'll be able to do something and shape a program the way you see it. And that was the deciding factor.
What a great response. And then that opportunity was at Eastern Illinois. So, Dino, after all that time, and you thought about it for so long, even if you had kind of reshaped your mindset to, I'm going to accept being an assistant and be the best damn assistant there ever was, when you finally got that opportunity, what was it like at Eastern Illinois?
You know what? It was awesome. It was almost destiny, because my first head coaching job was at Eastern Illinois in 1987. The guy that hired me, Bob Spoo, who should be a Hall of Fame coach, coached there for 25 years. He got the job when he was 50 years old. Okay, 25 years later, he retired. I was there in 1987, and 25 years later, they hired me. Okay, so the guy that gave me my first full-time job is the guy that I replaced 25 years later.
Incredible.
And I've got to tell you this story about him. You know, he was retired, and he had a workout place. There's a place that you could work out on campus, and I was going there working out early in the morning. And the team was, I can't remember, we were 2-1 or 2-2, and it was early in the morning, and I came to him, and you know how a young coach is, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, wah, 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 you know, woe be unto me, and all that kind of baloney cheese. And I had a 75-year-old, I love him, Bob Spoo, love him to death. Basically, he didn't do this, but basically grabbed me by the shirt, slapped me twice, and say, look, you have a hell of a football team. Stop crying and go coach them. And I've been doing it ever since.
I was going to say, probably never came up ever again after that. Dino Babers is my guest. When you're building a program, how significant is it that you don't have players to trust and believe that something big is coming? I mean, it's one thing to have that, but then all of a sudden you have a win, like the win over Clemson 2.2. You have that now. You'll always have that. How critical is that when you build that thing?
You know what? Young people nowadays, the millennials, they're so into immediate feedback. And it's not the way of the world. It's not the way the old school people have done it. It's not the way you are and our moms and dads did it. You need to work hard. You need to keep working. And the stuff pays off later. And, you know, with the millennials, you have to find a way. You want them to work hard. You want them to work in the old style. But you need a win. You need some success because of the non-belief that you have in your program. The Virginia Tech gave them a little faith, some success that they could hang their hats on. But now, after the Clemson thing, I would like to think that we have them. And all the guys that were 50-50, they couldn't decide whether they wanted to get on board, the train was leaving the station, or stay off. I think we've sifted through all that, and the people who are on board, and we're ready to go start our journey.
Yeah, listen, I don't think there's any doubt. Seeing that scene in the locker room after that win on Friday night, there is no doubt. Everybody's all in, everybody's on board, and still a huge challenge coming up on Saturday. The big win over Clemson, and now number 8, Miami, is next in line. Dino Babers, my guest. Coach, I can't say how much I appreciate you and the things you said about 690. It hypes me up. It humbles me. It pumps me up. What an amazing win for you and the program, and it is so good to have you on the show today.
Jim, thank you so much. And your career, it's almost like we're locked arm in arm.
We are, Coach. We are. We came up together. I didn't know it, but we came up together.
Hey, we both had our ups and downs, brother, but we're both still standing in the 15th round. How about that?
Preach. Preach. That's exactly it. Coach, go get him. Great talking to you. Dino Babers, Syracuse head football coach. We both had our ups and downs, but we're both still standing in the 15th round. Notice it was not 12th round. He is old school. 15th round. He also comes from that era of 15-round title fights.